Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. As you heard there in CBS News, President Joe Biden announced Sunday he will no longer be seeking his party's nomination for another term in the White House. Soon after, St. Louis Congresswoman Cori Bush said she's endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take the place of President Biden on the ticket.
Bush released a statement saying the number one goal of the Democratic Party needs to be defeating Donald Trump in November. She commended and thanked President Biden for leaving the race, saying the decision to pass the torch to a new generation is a principled and necessary one.
It's 8:04.
This is Stuart McMillan.
I am very disturbed as an American and as someone who believes in our democratic process.
Republican U.S. Congresswoman Ann Wagner speaking to KMOX after President Joe Biden took to social media to announce his withdrawal from the race against former President Donald Trump. Wagner says his dropping out takes votes away from people who voted for Biden in the primary.
We're witnessing the true end of democracy in action. I mean, they have overturned the will and kind of thumbed their noses at some 14 million Democratic primary voters who elected Joe Biden as their nominee.
The Fraternal Order of Police is asking Attorney General GOP candidate Will Scharf to apologize and pull an ad which invokes the death of a Herman police officer. Fraternal Order of Police President Jay Schroeder says they don't believe fallen officers should be exploited for political gain.
We're just denouncing the death of a policeman to use in a political ad for political gain. You know, that's something we take seriously.
He adds they're concerned this ad could taint a jury pool and jeopardize the case against the alleged killer. KMOX has reached out to the Scharf campaign and is awaiting a response.
Homicide detectives were called out to the Kingsway East neighborhood of St. Louis Sunday night. Police say a man was gunned down on Moffitt near Euclid. No word on any suspects.
In a separate shooting early Sunday, police say a 33-year-old man was wounded in the arm in the 3900 block of Eichelberger. He is said to be in critical but stable condition.
As St. Louis aldermen prepare a new plan for the unhoused, the Downtown Neighborhood Association has concerns with what it might look like.
Dan Pister is the chair for the association and also part of the Downtown Neighborhood Alliance. He tells KMOX there may be a new unhoused bill being introduced by the Board of Aldermen soon.
And it's in the works, but nothing has been filed or anything yet. Still kind of playing it by ear until something comes out. We're keeping an eye on it. We're just making sure that there's no new bills that we would have concerns with as neighborhoods.
Pister also points to residents having reservations, though, about the plat and petition rules being changed.
The important part about plat and petition, it gives the neighborhoods a voice in these matters. And we feel some of the prior bills reduced that plat and petition threshold from 51% to 33 or 25%.
Pister adds that significantly reduces the residents' voices. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
Those who intended to take Amtrak's River Runner trains between St. Louis and Kansas City today may be taking buses instead. The latest Amtrak alerts posting on the social media platform X says trains 311 and 316 are both affected. The rail service did not say why.
Hospitals were among the many industries affected by Friday's faulty software update issued by cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike.
Salute Care General Internist Dr. Fred Buchholz at SSM Health St. Louis University Hospital says some of their systems shut down early Friday morning.
It's more than an inconvenience. It is a hassle, but there are systems in place to still ensure we get patients cared for.
BJC Healthcare said a number of its servers and programs were also affected. And if you had an appointment, patient wait times had to be extended. Dr. Buchholz says while electronic medical records are great, we need to be aware that we are likely to see more such inconveniences down the road. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, there's a lunch spot once again in City Garden. Burger 809 now occupies the Terrace View Cafe, the glass-walled building with beautiful views of downtown St. Louis. It's been vacant for a few years and has seen several past tenants, including a Caldi's coffee spot.
Burger 809's owner, Tasha Smith, outgrew her previous space inside the Bluewood Brewery on Cherokee Street. She says she'll eventually feature a full bar, but does not have a liquor license yet. Burger 809's new space seats about 50 indoor spots and up to 40 more outside. It's a really good space, actually.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's a beautiful space.
I used to go to that Caldi's.
I didn't go to the Caldi's, but I had dined at the restaurants that were there before, and it is a nice lunch spot.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.